KGMI Morning News Extra.
Working for the weekend, talking about anything but news with Kelly Brandner, who's the Washington State University, a contact there. And good morning, Kelly.
Good morning and happy Friday.
Good. So we're going to see if we can stir the pot with Dogs fans this morning. You sent out a press release that said the Cougar license plate has long been the number one specialty license plate in our state. What do you have to say about that?
I love Cougs, and it is still the number one specialty plate. We have almost 23,000 license plates on the road.
Okay, and I didn't realize this, but specialty plates actually serve as a fundraiser.
That's the great thing about it. Your car looks great with that Cougar head on it. And $28 of every plate goes to fund scholarships. So last fiscal year, those plates alone brought in $673,000.
What did that money go towards supporting at Washington State?
100% of it goes to scholarships. There's no administrative fee, nothing. It goes to high-need scholarships at WSU.
Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but if there are other specialty plates, like for UW or other schools, is that the same sort of thing there where funds raised go to help out the organizations itself?
Absolutely.
Okay. Not that I want you to promote other schools, but what other specialty plates are you aware of out there, Kelly?
Well, there's a lot of specialty plates. The higher education plates that I know of are Western Washington, Eastern Washington, Seattle U, University of Washington, Gonzaga, Eastern Washington, and I don't think I said Central yet. I may have mentioned them twice, if not Central.
Okay. And if there's a Coug fan listening this morning who says, even though it's not time for me to renew, I want to go ahead and get my Coug license plate, can they do that? Mid-cycle, they can? How do they go about doing that?
They can. The easiest thing to do, go to our website, alumni.wsu.edu. We have right on the homepage linked every single question people ask. How to renew mid-cycle, how to get it, do you have to be in person, online? Everything we can think of is right at that link.
So, Kelly, you're with the Washington State Alumni Association, right?
I am.
Are you actually officed on campus there then in Pullman?
I used to be. Now I'm home officed.
Okay. Have you heard how things are going on campus so far this fall? I know the students are online, but there's some stuff happening on campus, right?
Yeah, there's a few things happening on campus. Most everything, I think the university has done a great job finding a way to keep students connected online. I'm the mom of she's a senior in high school. She's taking Running Start. And so from that perspective, I have been amazed at the way her professors have connected with her, the things they're doing. I don't think that anyone that wanted to be on the Pullman campus thought online was ideal. But wow, they're doing so many things to help students stay connected and have a great experience in really difficult times.
Well, Kelly, we sure appreciate your positive attitude and enthusiasm this early in the morning. Kelly Brandner is with the Washington State University Alumni Association. Thanks for joining us today on KGMI.
Thanks. Go Cougs.